This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We dedicate Mondays to somewhere, somehow finding ways as the Capricorn drive to inspire you, you know, from all possible ways that we can think of and to motivate you somewhere, somehow. That's what we dedicate Monday shows for. So today's show is not every single bit different. We are continuing with that. And we are going to be speaking right now. Joining us in the studio live is Cynthia Musia, who is the CEO and founder of Nails Classic. Right? I got it right. It's not Nail Classic, right? It's Nail Classic.
Yes.
There we go. All right. She joins us in the studio. We're going to be getting to know you a bit more. You know, getting into your story as firstly a human being, a woman, and then an entrepreneur. Somehow we'll find a way to, you know, just intertwine that particular conversation. And the aim is to somehow find a story that you have to share with us that can actually inspire somebody. Could be a young lady out there, could be a young guy who's got dreams of being an entrepreneur. Okay, so let me start by welcoming you to the show. Cynthia, how are you doing?
Thank you, D. Thank you so much.
How are you feeling now? You're not nervous, are you? you okay now?
I listened to a very nice song when I got here.
You see what I mean?
I am not.
I told you that Boosie Khareme song works magic all the time. Now, let us take it to the beginning, if I may, you know. Who is Cynthia, if you can tell us, and where are you from?
I'm Cynthia Musiye, married to Maraga Neja. I'm from Venda Chikudini. I am a daughter of Grace and James Musiye. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am number 4 of 6 daughters from my parents.
All right. And maybe a glimpse into your childhood, okay? Were you always a creative? Because looking at the nature of your business right now, were you always a creative? Were you into art somehow when you were growing up?
Well, if singing is art, then
yes, it is.
Yes, I used to sing a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, when I was growing up, I didn't do drawing and stuff.
Mm. Yeah. And now you find yourself as what is the proper term? Is it a nail technician? If I can put it like that,
a nail technician.
You find yourself as a nail technician. All right. Mm. How did that bug bite you? How did you say, this is what I want to do? And who introduced you into nail beauty?
Well, I loved beauty, mm-hmm. As a whole. So when at some time when I got looking for a job and not finding anything, I found myself at church and a pastor was preaching to say that you can turn your passion into money.
Mm.
And I had to go back and sit down with myself and say, what is my passion?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized beauty is my passion. So my aim was to attack the beauty industry as a whole. But then I got stuck with the art that comes with doing nails.
Oh.
So that's where I landed. That's where I found myself.
Yeah. And navigating through that, did you study, if I can put it like that? Did you study? Did you get formal training and education to become a nail tech? Was it self-taught? Were you just looking at YouTube tutorials saying, oh man, I can do that, I can do better? But how did you navigate that? Were you educated?
Yes, after graduating as with TUT for business communication and struggling to get formal work, I then decided for me to be able to do this thing, this passion properly, I need proper training. So yes, I studied a course, a nail technician course.
So we're still joined in the studio right now by businesswoman and nail technician Cynthia Musia, who's responsible for the nails of most of the ladies in Polokwane, I believe. And she is also the CEO and founder of Nails Classic. All right. We still continue our conversation with her. Now, we're going to get into the business side of things in just a short while. Here's the question that I have for you now, Dawn, right? So parents usually, they usually freak out when we opt to venture into unknowns, you know what I mean? Mm. Like our professions are the simply unknowns. You know, they kind of panic. They wonder if this is something that will sustain you somewhere, somehow, you know, and, you know, you are a full-time nail technician. And most people look at that as a side hustle, if I'm not mistaken, right? Now, how did you decide that, you know, this is something that you want to do as your main source of income and not your side hustle?
Well, when I started, I didn't take it as a hustle.
Okay.
As a side hustle. From the beginning, I wanted it as a business. I remember even when I went for my interview in one of the most successful franchise here in Polokwane, and they asked me, "What would you want to see? Where do you want to see yourself in 5 years?" And I was like, "I will be owning my own business."
So I took it
like that from the word go. I didn't want it to be a hustle. I wanted it to be a business.
And did you have any other type of job before you went into nail technician?
Yes, I worked before,
mm-hmm.
and I was a communication officer in one of the companies in Joburg, which the contract ended. I did my internship at the city of Joburg. So I did quite a lot of things. I worked at PEP. At Mall of the North,
yeah.
I should say.
Okay.
So I did this and that until I decided, you know what, let me do training for nails.
Mm. All right.
And with the question that about the parents, my dad in particular was very much supportive when it comes to me venturing into my own business.
Shout out, Papa.
Shout out to my dad. The only thing that he said to me was that, unfortunately, I don't have funds to be able to assist you, but if I had, definitely I'm behind you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like you said, when you got the job as the nail technician or during that interview, you said you wanted to see yourself 5 years down the line as an owner of your own business and enterprise. Now, starting out as an independent has challenges, you know what I mean? There's obviously things that, you know, kind of delay you, you know, kind of deter the dream somewhere, somehow.
Mm.
And I believe maybe my question is, what is it that you did to kind of put your business out there, you know, kind of make it stick out?
I think my work spoke volume because I pay attention to detail, and I make sure that when a client leaves, they have perfect nails.
Yeah.
So, and advertising as well. People will know you from advertising and from what other people say about you.
Do you listen to your clients?
Yes, I do.
You know why I'm asking you, right? Because I've had a bit of an experience with nail technicians.
Mm.
And maybe there's one thing that is annoying, according to me, right? The fact that they impose. The reason I'm asking you if you listen to your clients is because of the story. So every time when I go get a buff and shine,
mm-hmm.
I'd always insist, no gel.
Okay.
It has to be a natural shine. You just have to buff my nails and shine them. That's all, you know? And then you get that nail technician, no, but I'm a jelly achy, jelly achy, it's good for you. I'm like, no, that's not what I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you impose on your clients, or do you like listen to them? And what is the best way maybe to advise your clients to try something new?
I've stopped imposing. In the beginning, when I was still starting, you would impose, but then it has a disadvantage, because tomorrow they're going to come back and say, I don't like this color.
Yeah.
And you chose it for me. Can we please change it? Now you're going to waste your time. You're going to waste your product.
Yeah.
So rather, I always tell my clients that I've resigned from, choosing colors and styles for my people. I'll always ask, what do you prefer?
Mm.
Do you prefer short? Do you prefer long?
Yeah.
What kind of colors do you really like? And then we can work from those.
Unless somebody comes to you and says, hey, Cynthia, what do you think would work?
I always try to run away from that kind of a question, because it will always put you in trouble.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm still talking to Cynthia Musia, who is the CEO and founder of Nail Classic. All right. And we're trying to get to know her a bit more, and of course, her as a human being, and then her as a businesswoman, her as an entrepreneur, you know, if I can put it like that. So thank you so much. She's still here. Now, look, you know, in the business world, right, There's like groups of people that are viewed differently, you know, in the business world. And nail technicians, they are hardly ever taken seriously. You know what I mean? Like, nail technicians, they just look at you like basically a hustler or whatever the case is. You know, like they just don't take you seriously in the world of business. Now, do you consider yourself now to be a businesswoman, and do you feel like you are taken seriously in the business world?
For people to take you serious, you need to take yourself serious first. If you are going to see 4 clients and at the end of the day you're going to buy a shed with the same money that you just worked on the day, and people are not going to see you serious. You need to build your business in such a way that it is a business and not a hustle. Because if you're going to spend like that, how are you going to invest for the future?
Yeah.
How are you going to grow as a person if you're going to run that business like that? Definitely people are not going to take you serious. Not even banks are going to take you serious.
Yeah.
That's where you're just going to end hustling.
And maybe I should also ask you a question that is important. And this is on behalf of somebody who's just maybe starting out as a nail technician. You know what I mean? Obviously now you're charging, you know, quite a sophisticated amount of money.
Okay.
But how did you work around, pricing your product in the beginning? Because I believe a lot of people who are starting out as nail technicians are struggling with pricing. How did you work around your pricing when you started?
Okay, I took a model from where I was working previously.
Okay.
And with the products that I chose, I want to work with, which are not cheap products, which are products that you need to go for training for you to be able to buy them. For you to buy them, you must have a certificate.
Mm.
And they are quite pricey. So there are amounts that are put under the very same products that you buy.
Okay.
So we get to be told how much you can charge for a certain product and how much you can charge for what. So it's the products that you use that determines your price, and also the quality that you put in your work. Yeah, I think the product may, and the time that we are in.
Yeah.
And every year things are going up. Interest rates are going up. So that's what determines the pricing.
So you just recently moved into a new studio. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I should give you an air horn for that one.
Yes.
Are you guys making money? Are you reaping the benefit?
Well, it's not a get rich quick scheme.
Okay.
So obviously we're going to put a lot of work and eventually it will pay off. So we are aiming to make money.
That is good.
Yes.
Yeah. And then what are the challenges that you say maybe you could be experiencing right now as a nail technician?
The challenge is that, for example, when I opened the new studio that I have now, I had to open it from my own capacity. And getting funding to be able to expand, it's very difficult in South Africa.
True.
So you had to... I had to invest for a couple of years to be able to say I want to grow and have what I have right now. So definitely funding. And also now during this time, it's winter time. So some of the people would say, no, I'm fine without nails until when we are busy. And also COVID also contributed quite a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
In our business going down. But otherwise, we are pushing.
I love that. Now, this is the last question that I have for you, right? You did mention that moving into a new studio, the plan, obviously, is to make money. You know what I mean? So that the business can survive and that the business can thrive. But what other plans do you have for Nail Classic?
Each and every day, I must say that I receive an inbox or I receive an email or somebody will just walk through and ask, do you train for nails? I would like to do the kind of nails that you do. So the plan is that we open a training academy.
Yeah.
So we are working towards that, and hopefully God will help us to be able to achieve it.
Maybe before you go, a message that you might have. There's a lot of people that are listening right now And I believe maybe a portion of them are people who are young, female, even male, you know, who have considered, you know, venturing out. It could be anything else. It doesn't necessarily have to be a nail technician. It could be anything. Maybe they want to be on radio. Maybe they want to be a visual artist. You know, they're looking at their circumstances, where they're from, how to navigate that. What would your advice be to somebody like that?
Firstly, formal education is very important. For me, if I didn't have formal education, I don't think I'll be where I am right now, because it helps us to navigate things, to know quite a lot of things. And two is that fear will not take you anywhere. If you are fearful, you will not do anything. So, and most of the time when you are scared, that's when the things that you are thinking of doing are going to be very successful. So I'll say just push on, and also take yourself serious. There is no one who's going to take your, who's going to take you serious if you don't take yourself serious. And don't take your business as a hustle. The moment you say hustle, that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
All right. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for taking your time and joining us in the studio. That was, of course, or that this is, Kaskabakara was, because you are still here with me, okay? This is the CEO and founder of Nails Classic, of course, a nail technician and a phenomenal woman, if I can put it like that. Thank you so much once again for joining me.
Thank you, D, and Capricorn FM listeners and my clients and my girls that I left at work. And
are they listening right now?
Yay.
Shout out to them.
I'm so
Let
proud
me give
of them
an air horn right now. All right. I cannot thank you enough. So once again, thank you
so much.
All right.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.